that's the annual?
Yeah, you can take a look at it.
How much is it going up this year?
I have no idea.
Oh, this doesn't have the quote, oh, it does, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the bill is actually, that was gonna be my question, did the mayor get the contract, 'cause...
You see the nice job they did on the floor, everybody?
Yeah.
Beautiful, looks nice, they did that over this past weekend.
Yeah, I love the floor.
So, yeah, Dan, on that Williamson Law Book contract, one stays here with the folder, they can stay with the voucher, but the other one goes with the check and...
We're not at a place to shop around right now on that.
When you mail it out.
Okay.
It would probably be more anyway, so I make a motion, we accept the Williamson Law annual contract renewal for the accounting software.
You all in favor?
Aye.
And plus Kevin knows the Williamson, we don't wanna switch it all up on him, just, yeah. Unless you know something better that you would prefer.
Yeah, there's, like I said, there's not...
There's not a lot out there, yeah.
There's not, it's either, I don't even know if BAS is still running out of Buffalo, but it used to be a kinda...
Haven't had a whole lot in communications, I went up to APW last Thursday, BioSphere did the presentation, and they donated that real nice piece of equipment to APW.
Oh, I saw, oh, yeah, that is wonderful.
That was C2AE on January 16th, and they're here tonight, and I met with Ken and Tom also.
Awesome, alright.
And everybody knows all about this crazy weather, I don't know what to say about it, I just had it off.
Grab a shovel.
Yeah, that's about it, alright, so Ken, I guess you're up.
I'm up?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you know what Ken and I were talking about when he first came in, is that the plant has not been plowed out, I guess we're not a priority. Kind of mad about it, because that is a priority. You know, as village residents not able to flush their toilets, they're gonna be upset.
Yeah, so it's important that they plow us, you know, so that we can get into the plant, because yesterday we were not able to get into the plant. My guy sat there for 2 hours waiting for them, and they didn't show. You know, we've spoken to the DEC regarding the interim plan while we're working on getting the plant up and running, the new plant, which, you know, I think is gonna take some time, 'cause I know there's correspondence going back between the DEC and C2AE on some of the changes and the design. So, while that's going on, they did approve for us to, one of the issues with that plant is solids and how quickly it generates solids. So what we're gonna be doing is we're gonna be utilizing the south tank, that's the one that's not being used right now, the one on the left. And we'll be using that and converting that into sludge storage until we can get the plant up and running, because that's our big issue. Certainly right now, we can't go to the drying beds, you can't even see the drying bed. There's about that much between the roof and the snow and the drying beds. So at any rate, so we'll be doing that, they approved our plan, we'll be putting that plan into effect here very shortly. We had a horrible Monday, and this is not on the report because this just happened. This Monday was unbelievable. We have three blowers at the facility. One blower was out, it's been out for 6 months waiting to be repaired. It was supposed to be repaired in Auburn by Auburn Armature, it's now a different company, IAA International, something, something. And they weren't able to repair it, so they sent it to Buffalo last week. And meanwhile, on Monday, we lost the snow blower on the tractor, so we didn't... We've got no snow blowers to take care of the pump stations and the thing, and hopefully Whites will be here in the next day or two, and hopefully we can dig a path from the plant park to the barn. Not only did the snow blower go, both blowers at the wastewater treatment plant also went. We, since Monday, have been out of blowers.
Wait, so is that for drying?
No, that's for processing the wastewater. The blowers are necessary to keep oxygen to the biology.
Oh, to keep them...
To keep them happy and healthy and being able to respirate.
So there was two and they're both down?
There were two and they both went down at the same time.
Were we able to get them back up?
No.
No, our microorganisms.
Yes, so.
I've come to really love these little creatures that keep the system moving.
Here's the good thing. The good thing is it was cold. And so when it's
okay,
cold,
gotcha.
They're able to sustain a lot easier because they've been moving a lot slower, the metabolism's a lot slower.
Yeah, okay.
So today we got the one blower back that was rebuilt, and we installed that today after we got plowed out and got stuck and all that good stuff.
Okay.
But we did get it installed today, so we got blower operation today.
Right.
Meantime,
great
though,
job,
we
job.
Do have other issues. Like, oh, hold on.
this is a roller coaster here.
Other issues in that it also, because we weren't able to move solids, our blowers also have move our what's called return, where we move solids around the plant. It's done by air. Because there was no air, nothing was moving in those pipes, so those pipes froze.
Oh my God.
So now we've got heat on those tonight, hoping tomorrow morning we're getting those to be thawed out. So we're halfway there.
Okay. All right. We don't see any cracks in the pipes at this point.
Not yet.
Oh
just
my
just
God.
Frozen.
Don't even
just
say
frozen.
That.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I've got to just stop talking. I'm jinxing myself.
They've got open ends, so if they expand, they'll just go out.
Okay. Well, thank goodness. All right.
We're good there.
All right. Awesome.
But that means that we took the other two blowers. Kester was here. They took the other two blowers. They took them away. We believe we were looking at the blowers, and you start doing the analysis, and what we realized today, so the blowers had gone down. There was a power outage, and the blowers went down, and it got cold, right?
Yeah.
Inside that room. And as we're looking at it, we realized the vanes of the blower are stainless steel, and the casings of the blower are aluminum.
Ew.
Dissimilar metals,
yeah,
and what's going to happen, A, corrosion, but B, if it gets cold, the aluminum and the stainless steel are not going to shrink and expand at the same rate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to shrink and expand at different rates. And so we think what happened was when the power came back on and they started to, and they ramped up, we think that the aluminum casing was smaller because the tolerances are extremely tight on blowers. It's like a piece of paper tight. Because when you look at it, you could see that the inside of the casing was rubbed. So we think that's probably, and it chipped the vanes and so.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, so each new one of those blowers is $9,000. So hopefully the rebuild is a lot less.
I hope so.
So that's where we are there. And right now, we're waiting, like I said, our pump stations, we had a fixed Church Street pump station today, and we had to hand dig it out because we don't have the tractor, so we got the guys took care of that, but hopefully we can get the tractor in the next couple of days so we can get our pump stations all dug out and get those back up and running. So meanwhile, I think we actually passed some stuff last month. I don't think we failed everything. And hopefully with these changes we're making, that'll help us be able to pass. So again, just if we could ask the town, we are an emergency. We need to be treated as an emergency service. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with what we talked to National Grid and all those. We got to be on the top of the
list. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Plumbing's pretty important.
Yeah, we can't get there.
Are those wires?
Yes,
back up?
What's that?
Are the wires back up that were down last night?
Where were they down?
Right down by between Mr. Cook's house and the plant.
Yes, they're back up.
Okay, all right, because I guess they were arcing and they caused a great
concern. I didn't see any of that. I was down there this morning.
Okay. So they must have. I called them last night. It was after 11 o'clock.
You got cars and trucks all over there.
Yes, he sure is. It looks crazy.
Yeah, no. So, everything was running and everything was
okay,
fine this morning.
Okay.
I didn't see any sparks on my way down.
All right, well, that's good. All right.
And then we're just waiting on C2AE and the DEC and the EEFC to all come together and bless everything.
Okay.
For the upgrade.
Yes.
That's enough for tonight.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add a little prayer for those blowers.
Yeah, prayer for the blowers.
Repair the blowers and not have to drop $18,000 on new ones.
That's not
in the budget, which we'll find out Monday, of course.
And as we're coming to an upgrade, the last thing we want to do is be spending money on equipment.
Right. Yeah, I mean, hopefully. So some of that, I was going to ask that, actually.
No.
I guess that would be a C2A. Can they recycle some of these things?
I don't think
or
there's anything.
New plant, they're just going to want to put in new stuff.
That would be a question I would have to ask on here.
Gotcha. I was curious, because I mean, we've, the last few years, we've been spending so much on repairs. I mean, six figures on repairs. So, you know, and some of that stuff's really new. And also, if not, where does it go? Are we going to auction it off?
Those blowers will probably get auctioned off.
Auction, okay, gotcha. So we'll recover some of the costs one way or another. Yeah. Okay.
So one of the questions Mary Chappell asked me this morning, she says, Jackie, do you think that the new plan is going to save you some money?
It better.
The new plan? It should, right? I mean, well, money on repairs at least. We shouldn't have to repair anything.
Yeah, they save you money.
We should have got a good decade without any big repairs.
I'm saying we spend so much on repairs.
Yeah, no,
a big part of the budget, a big part of our going over our budget every year is the repairs. I mean, that's the biggest part.
You know, so when we get to the budget meeting, we'll talk about things. But you'll definitely save on these kind of repairs, like blowers going down, that kind of stuff. These will be new.
And then everything will be more efficient, I'm assuming.
Everything will be more efficient.
Electricity might go down. I know the electric costs there are pretty high. So things like that, we might be able to lower. Overall budget should hopefully go down. I mean, at least with repairs and maintenance, that should go down.
Yeah, repairs will definitely go down. That'll be a big one.
I mean, I know you're not going to be reducing your fee, I'm sure, for the new plant, fancy new plant. But we're getting you a new plant, though, Ken. So.
Yeah, I know, but believe it or not, that plant's going to take more operation effort than the current plant.
Because it's fancier.
And it's fancier in the way it processes. It's different. There's more things you got to deal with, and the way you have to take your tests and stuff. But we'll get to that.
That's for Monday.
That's another day.
That's another day.
You're not even going to need to worry about that for 2020, your next budget year. It won't be till the following budget year you got to worry about that.
All right.
627.
Yeah, I make a motion to accept the sewer plant report. So, I mean, second.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Ken.
All righty. Well, you see that William walked out.
Yeah, it looked like he got a call. I'm sure there's a lot of issues going on every time there's a house collapse. I guess you said there was a house collapse or whatever. Yeah, hopefully they're all okay. I'm looking at my roof like, oh man, give me another day or two. I got to get up there and deal with the.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine too, girl.
Well, you got a metal roof. I feel like you get a little more.
Yeah, if you look at those horizontal boards right under that, they're beginning to separate from the.
Thanks.
We need to come undone a little bit. So I think you get up there.
Yeah. So how do you get on your ladder?
Well, I got a 20-footer, so I'll go around the back on the other side.
Well, we have the zoning reporting.
Yeah. Do you guys get it? I've looked it over. It's basically closed out permits, and he's doing his report.
I make a motion to accept the code enforcement report.
I second that motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All righty.
Ready for me?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
The American Farmland Trust and Tug Hill Commission are working together. We're hosting a series of roundtables this year for agrivoltaics, which is a practice that integrates solar energy development and farming on the same piece of land. So those are coming up for Oswego County. They're going to be on the 26th and the 27th from 6 to 8. I'm going to skip over a few things that I've already passed on. But just as a reminder, that's why I like sending this out in the beginning of the month, because there's so many things that go by.
There's a lot going on.
We'll skip over the Winter Wildlife Series and the Association of Towns, because that's going on as we speak. The LGC is set for March 31st and April 1st. This is your time to register before the cost doubling start March 1st, so that's February 28th that you've got to get those in by. There is a new policy this year that people are forgetting to check. There's a little tiny box added to the registration. It just says that you're not going to be videotaping the sessions, so just make sure you check that box or else it'll get sent back to you. The New York Planning Federation annual conference is scheduled for April 6th through the 8th. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, and DOH are now accepting applications for their 2025 Drinking Water Source Protection Program. They call that the DWSP2. That provides municipalities with free technical assistance to safeguard public drinking water sources before treatment. So deadlines for those are February 28th. The DEC also announced their next $15 million in funding through the CORE grant program, that's the Community Reforestation Grant. This initiative supports the governor's goal of planting 25 million trees by 2033. So those have an application deadline of March 12th. I'm gonna skip over National Grid.
So anybody could apply, but we could get new trees and around here?
Yep.
Like, through the municipality or private citizens or both?
I believe there's a section for both.
Oh, cool, man, I might want some new trees.
It's kinda like a.
And the village needs some, we needed a new Christmas tree.
From my understanding, it's a rolling basis, so, municipalities or nonprofits file first, they're gonna get it first, yeah.
Getting priority, yeah.
We had enough trees.
So I probably won't waste my, I'm so busy anyway, I won't waste my time, I'm just being silly. But for the village though, thank you, yeah, that's cool, alright.
I'm gonna skip over National Grid, cause it shouldn't really be affecting you, the new transmission lines. But there will be some informational sessions coming up. DEC, Environmental Conservation and, Resource Mapper is now updated on their website. So you can go on and you can see, what acreage was added to the classification of a wetland. I broke it out by Tug Hill region, by county, and by town, so I'll read yours off right now. With the Tug Hill region, so that's including all the towns and villages that are in the Tug Hill region within Lewis, Jefferson, Oneida, and Oswego County, had a difference of 292,762 acres added, which was 111%. Lewis County had 138,255 acres added, they were 263%. Jefferson County had 126% increase, Oneida had 77% increase, and Oswego had a 42.82% increase.
So that means it's expanding like protected zone basically?
Mm-hmm.
The wetlands is protected?
Yep.
Habitat, okay. Cool, that's good.
And the village of.
Factories moving in and more wildlife.
Village of Parish only saw 1.71 acre difference.
Oh, wow.
So you're 4.99%, which is significantly low compared to like Carthage, who was in the 2,000% range.
Yeah, well, we're up on the plateau here.
So
you're in the
green on my list.
I just a lot more regulation.
These are good regulations.
Next is the next session, the MRB group in Hancock Esbrook are offering. It's a free annual training program. This one's going to be from big to small, transitioning comprehensive plans into land use planning. That's coming up. And Salmon River Council Government Business, if you don't already know, Rodney Campbell will begin covering meetings. He started this month with me, so he'll be starting to get introduced to municipal boards. And just help with coverages. Now that we have Richland, we have sometimes 5 meetings in one night. So it just helps me try to be all places at one time.
You got an assistant already, nice, not bad. Congrats, that's awesome.
Thanks. Paul has set his retirement for March 26th, but his official retirement date technically was actually today. He still has some time. He's got to use up. So,
gotcha.
Today was his last day in front of the computer. He's going to be helping me a little bit with some transitioning of the websites.
Okay.
I'm working on a new website. It'll be through Google Sites. It's very people friendly to someone that's not a coder. So, it'll be much easier for clerks to add things, for supervisors, for highway departments if they want to join in and add any sort of, you know, road closures or whatever.
Nice. Well, if you need help with any of that, we got an expert over here.
Oh, we do. I might use your help.
Do
you know anything about domains and?
I transferred the domain for you guys.
Okay.
He's our IT guy.
Well, I'm having an issue with the transfer, the DBA, confirming the DBA identity.
Okay.
So maybe I can
get
with you.
Sure, absolutely.
Sorry, Dan, I know you're busy. And
that's
stuff,
okay.
But it's really nice, so I figured if you could help her out.
That'd be great. We came out with a new local government services brochure. So I have copies of that if you want. I believe I forgot to give you guys the quick reference cards.
No, we got them.
We got them. So it's the town that didn't get them.
Okay. So I'll bring them tomorrow. All right.
And then the next Salmon Rivers meeting will be February 26th at the Elm Route.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's next week. I'm thinking this winter is taking forever.
I know.
February went by quite quickly.
It's Wednesday, so let me know if you can't make it.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. That's next Wednesday.
All right.
All right.
And I just had one more thing.
Okay.
So we're supposed to have two representatives from each municipality that's in the Salmon River Council of Governments in our bylaws. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. So currently we have Jackie, but is there somebody else that you guys would like to, I mean, you technically could use Kevin. Wes Monroe uses their fiscal agent.
What's involved in this, Bert? I love the environment, and that's a good part of what you guys are.
So all it is God forbid Jackie can't be there, you would be able to be a voting member of Salmon Rivers. So you would vote.
So going to meetings.
And we only do 4 a year unless there's something specific that comes up.
Well, I can't in good conscience volunteer, though I would like to. I am already so overwhelmed I want to resign from this to volunteer.
Be good for things.
But I do like to keep up on the environment. So I might circle back eventually if I can get a reliable employee for my business. It's been a rough month.
You're doing it for your children.
Far behind.
The environment for your children.
That's true. I want a future for all of our children. Yeah, for everybody, for the kids of the world here. It's important. So maybe Jack, do you want to do it in the meantime? Make a little trip over to the meeting? The mayor's normally available, but...
Yeah, Jerry, just let me know if you want to
Jerry, you could get out of your... This would be very important government work. You could get out of PTO with a day job.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll circle back to...
I'll leave it vacant for now, and if you guys just want to let me know.
All right.
Can we send Ken?
Nope.
No, he's busy too, man. That's the thing, you know. I never, when I was younger, it didn't sink in until the last decade how much of a commodity time is and how precious it is. And then having kids just made that even more relevant. And I'm always struggling, it seems. The clock is just like this. It's become this thing. I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm writing this, like, fantasy horror story about the clock. And it's a monster. So anyway, that was a report. Thank you.
Yes.
You're good. I don't want to cut you off. So I make a motion. We accept Heidi's report.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Awesome.
All right. Missy, do you want to give us an update on the wastewater treatment plant?
I would love to. Mike apologizes he wasn't here. Okay. I'm going to another meeting because of the snow. So. Since I was in close proximity, he gave me this nice little cheat sheet. So the treatment plant C2AE has resent all the documentation requested by DEC per the latest meetings and discussions, except for draft change order number 1. Draft change order number 1 will address needed design revisions for the chlorine contact tank. C2AE cannot draft change order 1. Until the engineers from DEC and EFC agree on what is acceptable design criteria. We are currently designed under the DEC design criteria. C2AE's stance has not changed since the receipt of bids in December and remains in the position of the board recommendations to move forward with low bidders. So that's nothing new to you. I believe that's what we've discussed. What is new is we talked with the Tug Hill. And we explained that we're having some back and forth with the agencies, and that's happening with some of our other clients as well. And they're asking which of those clients and what the problems are, so that they might be able to help.
The stuck up? Oh, okay, cool. Oh, good. Yes, we need all the help we can get. Wonderful.
So they have asked me for that list, and I just wanted to ask the village if you're comfortable with us releasing that information.
Absolutely, 100,000%.
Just so you know, in the situation we normally just get all of our facts straight and kind of just because. I hate to say this doesn't go on record, but like New York State Tug Hill Commission sometimes can get. DEC a little more, you know, we get a little...
I have a little sway. Yeah. I like that. All right.
Not promise.
Well, I mean,
just that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, communicate. I was just gonna say a lot of it's communication, of an open channel of communication. If you already have that established back and forth and these relationships.
The issue here is not the DEC, it's the EFC.
EFC. And what do they fall on? Are they state level or?
They're state level. There's a discrepancy on the size of the chlorine contact tank and the calculations thereof. DEC's fine with 15 minutes contact time. EFC wants 30 minutes contact time. And because it changes the way that an SBR works with a batch feed process, it moves much faster through the system and therefore changes the sizing of the system.
Okay. So EFC wants you to slow it down, basically.
Well, they don't want you to slow it down. They want you to make the contact tank bigger. There's no way to slow it down.
Oh, all right. All right.
Unless you put in a post-EQ. A lot of engineering stuff here. So,
I'm pretty unfamiliar with all this still. I haven't had my tour yet. That's the problem.
Come on down tomorrow.
Bring your
with my shovel.
Right?
But anyway, that's where it is. So the DEC is fine with the size the EFC wants.
All right, so is that something we could tweak the design?
Can't do the design order until then. We're going to move forward
to the engineers or us get together.
Okay. So we should be able to resolve it soon, though, then? Or it's just a matter of getting somebody at the EFC to agree to the plans?
Yes.
Okay. They just have to look at it and say, okay, I think this will be acceptable, then.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Yeah. So, Heidi, do your contacts at the EFC have any friends at the EFC? DEC? Did I say DEC? DEC?
I don't know.
EFC? Well, maybe we can, because I feel like that, you know, we got to be the squeaky wheel. And I mean, if you guys... I'm busy working all the time, but I got my Bluetooth. If you guys give me a phone number and somebody to call just to bother them, I'll do that. I was going to mention that too. Like maybe Jack and Jerry could. Jerry on his break and Jack when you're not busy at home. If it requires a little more involvement from us. Yeah, and more phone calls or emails. We could just to kind of be on the top of their agenda. I know everyone's always busy and it's hard to keep up. So I'll do what I can to help. Awesome. Well, good. Well, I hope so. I mean, I know you guys are, but if you need someone to yell at somebody, Jack would love to do that.
I was actually at the AOT and I went by their booth and I dropped all the swag we had on their table.
Oh, all right. Good.
Remember us?
Yes.
All right.
We don't have any swag here in the village, but we should get some. Invite them
That's
over
snow.
For coffee and donuts. Yeah, we have plenty of snow. Maybe they're avid skiers. I mean, pretty soon. I mean, we're on a plateau, but I mean, if it gets any bigger, we could start making mountains here.
You're already made.
You have more than I have in West Monroe. I couldn't believe it. I was driving over. I felt smaller and smaller.
All right, so that's it.
All right.
So on to new business.
Is that like a report or it's just an update? Do we?
It's just update.
No, it's just an update.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Trying to
rush it along here. Oh yeah. Keep me up. Don't let me talk too much. I'm chatty. I just had a Mary got me new tea. It's got a high caffeine.
We can tell.
Yeah. And I needed it really bad. But anyway, moving along.
All right, so our elections are March 18th from 12 to 9 here at the gym. All right, here's our ballot, and then I guess...
I should write that down.
Yeah, so...
And I'm going to put it in my calendar.
Get the vote to approve. This is,
March
18th. This is what the ballot says.
We have to have a motion or just a vote?
And I did not get my petition together, but I will probably reluctantly accept a write-in position for 1 year if that is the case.
We just have to accept the ballot.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, here, sorry. Okay. I second that motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All righty, so then this is the form that we use to submit to BOCES to get in on their bidding for next year for the fuel. And I don't remember ever doing this as a trustee. Having to approve this.
I don't remember that either.
Is this something new this year or what? But you guys have to vote or approve us to do this for the village.
Did they change the due date on it? It used to be in July that they...
No. They started back in February, March.
I'm not really familiar with that. What is this?
Okay, BOCES. And then different fuel companies put in the bids. And the lowest bid.
So it's like a collective, we're buying.
State bid, which is more, why you've got Mule Fuels this year instead of Revenue.
Oh, okay, so it's, we're just voting on.
Saying that we want to be involved or be included.
Oh, to try to get a better rate on this.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I like shopping around. Yeah. I do it for everything. Anything over $20, I got to shop around for. My OCD makes me do that.
All right, so anybody else want to second that? All right. You just have to approve it. I don't know if you need to make a vote on it or not. Anybody else have any thoughts about not wanting to do it?
Oh, sounds good to me.
No, yeah, if we could save money, we should take any opportunity to do that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, all right, so I second that motion.
All right, okay.
All in favor?
All right, so the dates or number are March 19th and for our board meeting, and then we have the budget meetings on each.
Yeah. So sewers next Monday.
Yep, and then March 3rd, and every Monday 3rd until we get caught up.
Well, then we'll see how next Monday, because I think last year what we did was the one after that, we combined as to review the sewer and the general, because we kind of, I mean, there's not a lot of wiggle room on most of this stuff anyway, so we might be able to do both of them, that second one there, and then just, you know, lock it in, but we'll see.
No, I wouldn't have it.
We're gonna lock it in, Kevin. Oh no, we wait a little bit. Then we coast, and then we could. Well, but then we can take a couple weeks.
I can efficiently handle other week. You know, like this week is sewer. Or I'm sorry, next week is sewer. The week after that, general. Back to sewer, and then maybe you should.
Because we want to wait for you to finish the February financials, and then we have a better idea where we are for the year, and then we tweak things. Right. So then we'll probably take like a week off, or a week or two off, wait for you to get those. Yeah. Anyway, we'll discuss that.
And I still have to research. I still have to find the comptrollers.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying we're rushing you. I'm just meant as far as our tweaking goes, until you get more numbers. Right. Like, there's only so much we could do. All right, cool. All right.
How do you let me know Laird's contact information?
Yep.
Because I'm still waiting for our report for when they did their audit.
Oh, the audit, yeah.
Yep, I can do that.
That's it. All right, okay, so let's just patient.
Cool,
motion.
All right.
Here. Okay.
I make a motion that we accept general fund vouchers 134 to 153 in the amount of $18,858.75.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Make a motion we accept sewer fund vouchers 106 to 118 in the amount of $22,197.43.
Second it.
All right, all in favor?
I make a motion we accept TNA fund vouchers 76 to 85 in the amount of $3,197.62.
Second it.
Okay. All in favor?
I make a motion we accept the Salmon Rivers voucher for the Turning Stone event at $500.
The local government conference.
The local government conference.
That is.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, that's what
it
is. I was drawing a blank on the official name, so yes. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I was going to, well, we could adjourn first.
I make a motion to adjourn.
All right, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I was going to ask about, so I know you take notes a lot, which is great, because I don't take a lot of holding on the notes. I'm normally talking too much. So I was going to say, I normally wait for you to say the all in favor, because I don't want to overstep. But if you don't care, I'll jump in, so I'll help out with the all in favor. I feel like a deputy mayor could do that, right?
Yeah, we can go on the train, yeah. Can I want to give you my card? Nice to meet you.
No way.
Engineering
Lingo. Yeah, on Monday. So I looked up the average sewer costs. And it's hard because a lot of municipalities have it tied into water. But two-way eye searches said we're already at the top of between $500 and $800 a year is the top. We're already at the top of the average. So like yes, we do have to raise it, but that's insane. Then we got like a Hamptons here or whatever, Hampton sewer rates. And she's she's looking at the budget that has $100,000 of repairs into it. And also, she has to factor in the idea that after this project's done, he knows more, you know more about this. The bond we're getting, right? The repayment, you've mentioned that before. That's going to already increase the bill. So where we jack it up $600 a year now, then what is it going to go up another $1,000? People are going to be paying $400 a year for sewer.
Did you get the...
Anyway,
so what the deal is that the fact that we're taking $219,000 a year out of our...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, our first budget, yeah, we all saw that.
Basically, yeah.
It's sustainable.
I think when we do raise the sewer, instead of being a one-time shot, we're taking our fund balance.
We can't keep doing it.
Yeah.
In other words, that's what we should have done a long time.
This is what she said.
So, like, in other words, if we say 250, you know, quarter, and then we're going to, and then in 6 months,
we're already at 8%. Is that